Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the generous support of the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, Merit Resources of Urbandale, Remax Real Estate Concepts of the Des Moines Metro, West Bank of West Des Moines, Iowa Computer Repair of Windsor Heights, Lotus Moments Event Center of Des Moines, and Bindery One Printing Solutions for Business, BinderyOne.com.
Thank you, Jimmy Olson, and welcome to the Friday edition of the News Hour. We're grateful that you're letting us hang out with you for the next 55 minutes or so. Say, today, along with the business news, we make welcome from the Des Moines Civic Music Association, their executive director, Kerry Clogg. And next half hour, our friend Ben Washburn with the MMI Group, and we'll be talking about everything from innovation planning to economic development. We'll get to the business news of the day in just a couple of minutes. Thanks for being with us. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour. The Latino Forum of the Urban Core of the Capital Crossroads effort today signed an organizing document to oversee the governance of an Iowa Latino Community Center. That Des Moines has lacked a community center to serve this rapidly growing segment of the state's population since the HOLA Center closed a couple of years ago. With us on our newsmaker line is our friend Alejandro Orozco, and he is with the board of the Latino Center. Alejandro, welcome to the News Hour. Thank you for visiting with us today.
Hello. No, thank you for the invitation.
Alejandro, tell us a little bit about what this means to the Latino community here in the Des Moines metropolitan area.
It means that we will be able to offer programs, services related to Latinos in Iowa that will allow future generations to be successful leaders in the community, to be able to integrate with the mainstream community better.
And this is a rapidly increasing demographic here in central Iowa. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. The Latino community is the fastest growing minority population in Iowa and also in the entire country.
Where is the Latino Center going to be located at, Alejandro?
We don't know that yet. We're in the early stages of developing the new center, so we don't have a location.
Got it. And as far as when this might be open, is fundraising involved? How is all that coming together?
Well, it is an ambitious project. We would like it to be an attractive place, not only to Latinos, but to anyone who will want to come closer, understand better, learn about Latinos in Iowa. And we want it to be a well-put-together place as much as possible for the size of our community. So we are in the process of developing a business plan and a fundraising strategy that would allow us to accomplish that.
And this is the first step towards that. And working with the Capital Crossroads, how has that been with the partnership?
It's been going very well. Like you mentioned earlier, the Latino Forum, it's the mean for Latinos, yes. So the vehicle for Latinos to come together. And that came about from the Urban Core, which is a committee or a plan of Capital Crossroads to economically integrate the lower income parts of Des Moines.
And I think a very wise plan at that. Thank you very much for spending some time with us. Congratulations. We hope that the community center does well. Keep us informed, and good luck with the project.
Thank you very much.
Alejandro Orozco, ladies and gentlemen, with the board of the Latino Center. Thank you. And when we come back, we'll be visiting with Kerry Clogg. Kerry is the executive director of the Des Moines Civic Music Association. Stay with us. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.